Well, that was a very good life. Like I say, I was born on my dad's farm 5 miles west of Crockett, Texas. And I graduated from high school. And when I graduated, they had moved to Galveston. My dad went down there to go to work during World War II. And when I graduated, I lived my last year of high school with my grandparents out on their farm, which was right next to my dad and mother's farm. And I lived with them until I graduated, and I drove the school bus my last year. And of course, they couldn't get drivers. They had all left that area and gone down south to work in the shipyards during World War II. And so I drove the school bus home, and the superintendent was my second cousin. And he called me in his office and wanted to know if I'd drive the bus for him. I said, yeah, I will, and I can, but now if I get a ticket, what am I going to do? And he said, we'll take care of that. So I drove the school bus and went to school and graduated in May of 1943. And as soon as I graduated, I went on to Galveston with my folks, and we lived down there during World War II. So when I moved to Galveston, I went to a business college and got a certificate of business degree. And in the meantime, went to work for Houston Lighting and Power Company as a part-time meter reader and going to school at the same time. And when I graduated, got my certificate, and they hired me full-time and moved me into their office in Galveston in the office on the third floor. I was in the business department, and I worked for them until I met my wife down there in 1945. I worked for them until 1947. We had married and had a son, and we moved from Galveston to Marshall. That was my wife's hometown. I went to work for what at that time was Southwestern Gas and Electric Company, and they changed the name. Oh, I'd been with them, I guess, about 10 years. They changed the name to Southwestern Electric Power Company. And I worked for them until I retired. I went from Marshall to Gladewater. I was the office manager in Gladewater. And then I went from Gladewater, I went to Center. And I worked, and I was a manager down there for Center and Tenney Hall for about 25 years till I retired. And I continued to live, we continued to live down there for some time after I retired, because we had built us a nice brick home and an addition down there. And I bought a travel trailer and had something to pull it with. So we decided we'd just sell our house and move to Northern Arkansas. We kept our house and just traveled for a long time. Did a lot of traveling. And finally, my wife, we moved to up here where were we? And we were here in Longview, and in an apartment in a duplex. We were in Hallsville in a duplex. She got sick and had to go to a nursing home before they could take care of her. And I moved into an apartment close to where she was, and so I could go see her every day, which I went one day and our daughter went the other. We were there with her every day until she was left here, passed away in 2017. And so after that, well, I just continued to live here, and I moved into these. We had, my wife and I had, our son was the oldest, and then we had three daughters, and the only one lived here closest, and the other two live down around the Houston area. And our son lives in San Diego, California.